Today we'll be having a wonderful sharing of the word. I'll be discussing with you on spiritual attacks. How can you know that you are spiritually attacked? Now, there are so many people who are spiritually attacked, but they do not understand it. They think it's their cousin, or their mother, or their boss. Or sometimes they think it's just life being difficult. But there is something beyond. There are spiritual things that they may be attacking you without you knowing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, in the New Living Translation, the Bible says,
so that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil schemes.
So scripture here tells us that there is an ability. Satan can outsmart you. So to avoid Satan from outsmarting, the Bible says we must know his schemes. If you do not know how Satan operates, he can outsmart you. There are battles right now people are fighting. In fact, those battles are not the battles that you are fighting in a better way. The enemy is making people fight wrong battles. The actual battle is not what you are fighting. There is actually something that is happening that you do not understand. Now, the Bible says, so that Satan may not outsmart us. In the New Living Translation, in NIV, the Bible says, so that Satan might not outwit us. Taking advantage. So the Bible says, to avoid Satan taking advantage, it says we must know how he operates. The goal is not to know how Satan operates. The goal is to avoid him from outsmarting us. Say amen. Again, say amen. Say again, say amen.
Amen.
I remember one of my sons, highly gifted and anointed. He was chatting with his friends and he commented something bad about me. And fortunately enough, some of us, God made us to hear. Whether God will tell us, whether it's trees, even the birds of the air. But we are supposed to hear it. So I heard about it. Because I know how Satan operates, I knew the plan of the enemy was not a good plan. It was to make me angry and take an action against him. But I didn't take an action against him. I went into prayer, praying for him. And I called him, I said, come over here. And I said, be careful. The enemy is after your gift. Identified him. And that son is one of the most powerful sons in our ministry today. Supporting our vision today. Now, if I had taken a step against him, I would have thought I took a step against him. But that son, actually, he was a gift from God in my life. Now, if I did not use the wisdom of God, Satan could have outsmarted me. And I would have lost one of the greatest sons in the ministry. There are some of you, you have lost important people because you thought you were angry against them. It's what the devil wanted. Say with me, I will not be outsmarted. Now, let's hear this. Are you still here? There are so many people who don't know how Satan operates. Listen to me. This teaching, it is not to make you know how he operates. It is to help you outsmart him instead. So here we go. How can you know that you're under satanic attack or spiritual attack? Number one, we'll be using biblical evidences and intra-biblical examples that are inside the Bible. Number one, if you see all of a sudden there's a resistance and blocked doors in your life, it is not just a happening. You are under spiritual attack. In 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 18. Now, say with me, sudden resistance and blocked doors. Say it again, sudden resistance and blocked doors. If you are facing this, now, just know that something spiritual is happening around you. The Bible reads, and I want us to read together. Can we read together? One, two, three, go, read.
Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us.
Who hindered?
Satan.
Ask your neighbor. Are things moving well? Ask him, do you have anything in your life that you feel like you are being hindered? If you sense a hindrance, it is not just a happening. Listen to me. It is a spiritual attack. Let me look at you in your eye. Let me tell you in your eyes. If you are, maybe let me go this direction. If you are trying to do something, but you feel sudden resistance. You have an idea, or you have a plan, or you want to try to do something, but you are actually sensing a resistance. It is not just a resistance. Trust you me, there is a spiritual attack over your life. For you to understand better, Scripture says we wanted to come, but Satan hindered. Do you know how many of you are supposed to be very far by now? But guess what? Satan makes you think it's normal what's happening around you. In fact, you are even blaming yourself. You even think you're a failure. You even think life is not fair. I have tried everything. Yeah. That is prophetic intelligence. If you know you have tried things and they have not worked, that is what is causing it. Do you know there are people until today who have tried to build just a house? They can't build it. Through the teaching of today, you realize that even in construction, you will face the demonic resistance. I'll open scriptures for you. Devil is not happy to see you building. There are people right in this room. They are trying to build a house until today's at the foundational level. And it's years now. And some of us are building a city. There is no hindrance. Because we know how to handle him. Are you understanding me? Raise up your hand and say, every resistance, I command you out. Every spiritual attack, I command you out. In the name of Jesus. Kukarakatika bahati yaba. Shakin suprataha. Woo! So I rebuke the attack. Hear me. There are people today, they have tried to get married. All of a sudden, the resistance. There are people that are supposed to be working by now. All of a sudden, blocked doors. Promotion, blocked doors. If you are sensing a hindrance, it's not just a hindrance. What about other people who are just doing it without being hindered? Tell your neighbor, I'm not just a passive believer. I am active. I go on my project. I speak a prayer. You will see when you begin to understand spiritual attacks. All this, there are people right now, they're supposed to be in universities. Some are graduates. No job, no what. Everything is just happening in their life in a way you can't explain it. But they have accepted it. They think that's how their life is supposed to be. No, you are not supposed to be like that. Some of us, we refused. Do you understand how many prophets suffer? Do you know how many men of God suffer? Do you understand? Why am I using this example? Because if you are a man of God, life is not easy. Are you understanding? You should see how many men of God struggle. But I chose to refuse accepting that. I said I will not suffer. When you understand that you can be blocked, you will begin to pray against it. I want you to tell your neighbor, I command everything blocking you out. Don't accept it. Just because everybody is going through what you're going through, don't accept it. Because most of your friends at school, they graduated and they're also suffering. It does not mean you're also supposed to suffer. So I refuse. Because other businesses are not moving, it does not mean you're also supposed to suffer. Hear me, there are what we call spiritual blockades, spiritual resistance. It is a sign that you're under spiritual attack. It's either you accept it or you should refuse it. And you should say, today, this attack must come out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Raise up your right hand and say, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare, every attack in my life, come out. Number one, resistance and blocked doors. It is a sign you are under spiritual attack. All of a sudden, you find that some things, all of a sudden there's a resistance. How many face anything like this? Today is the last day. Say, resist us and cross doors. Number two, emotional exhaustion and confusion. There are so many people right now, they are confused. They don't know it's a spiritual attack. In 1 Corinthians 14:33,
for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints.
Did you hear that? It says, if you belong to a church that has got sense, your life should never be under what? Confusions. There are people right now who are confused. Do you know that there are people who don't even know what business to do, what this to do? They are all over. Their life is all over. They don't even know what to do. It is a sign you are under spiritual attack. The Bible says, God is not the author of that confusion. That confusion you are going through, the Bible says God is not the owner of that confusion. So who's causing that confusion? All of a sudden you don't even know what to do with your life. You don't know whether to, you should take to the right or you should go to the left. I command every confusion out of your way. Hear me. There are so many believers who are confused right this minute. There is so much confusion. You don't even know your next step. Do you know an example to know that you are delivered? It is gratitude. There is no biggest sign of deliverance more than when you begin to know you are your next step. Confusion is a sign that you really need deliverance. There is a spiritual attack. Where I am right now, I exactly know This year I'm going to do this. And I have got so much clarity of what I want to do. It will be done in this way, in that way, in that way, in this way. The moment you are under spiritual attack, you no longer have such clarity. You are always confused. The Bible says, so that Satan may not outsmart us. He will not send a lot of things around your life. Just confusion. Confusion can destroy you. Say in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every confusion. Can you imagine? I want you to have this in your mind. Let's think. God has given this man an idea. Okay? God has given him what? That I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it in this way, and I'm going to do it. It's God who has given him. All of a sudden, he's now confused. He doesn't know whether to do it or to leave it. It will look as if it's him thinking. But it's an attack, I can promise you. Because he may not even know that it's God who opened that door. Can you imagine they have left Egypt? As they're on their way. Let's go back. What was causing that? Who told them to leave? It's God. So where is the confusion coming from? Now they are thinking, did we do a right thing to leave Egypt or not? That confusion, it is a sign you are under spiritual attack. Anyone who had that confusion did not reach Canaan. So this can come through his inner thinking and convictions. Or another person can just come from nowhere and tell him to say, you know what? Anyone who's doing this project these days, they're all making losses. And this man is now confused. I don't know what to do anymore. But it's God who spoke. So, by what a friend has said, it will look like a friend has said it. But the Bible says, be careful, because you can be outsmarted. Look what your neighbor said, neighbor. Every confusion around you is not accepted in this building. Is not accepted under this anointing. So I rebuke it now. Say clarity. Receive direction. Confirmation. In Jesus' name. In 1 Peter 5:8,
be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, looking, seeking whom he may devour.
Hear this, confusion, exhaustion. For you to know that you are under spiritual attack, before confusion, exhaustion comes first. There are people right now who are saying, I think I'm tired. I is too much. I'm tired now. You are not tired. You are under attack. You are telling yourself you're tired. It's not tiredness. You are under attack. Hey, Moses, I never got in the attack. It's a minute. I wasn't able to go to Opa.
That's not tiredness.
The attack.
That's an attack.
The moment the devil begins to exhaust you, he has been in the military. There is what is known as exhaustion. Sometimes soldiers can just put up a trick. You will surrender by exhaustion. They can put you under siege. Until all your weapons are exhausted. And you will give up. I think I'm finished. Tell your neighbor, say, be careful. This is spiritual attack. Say, today, this attack will come out. How many believe? How many believe that today the attack will come out? I speak as a prophet of God. Every attack over your life of confusion, exhaustion is coming out in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the attack of the enemy. This is an attack of the enemy. I command it to come out. For you to know that you're under spiritual attack, I've given you the examples. I've told you, if you see your life blocked, there are things you want to do, but every time you want to achieve something, something happens. Every time you want to do something, the door closes. Just know you're under attack. Number two, confusion and exhaustion. It is not just a happening. It is a sign you're under spiritual attack. The Bible says the devil is roaring around, seeking whom to devour. Now, let's go to number three. Sign you're under spiritual attack. Are you still here? Increase in temptations. And evil cravings. Just know you're under spiritual attack. Can you imagine? You wake up in the morning. And the way you are a very strong believer. All of a sudden, unholy cravings. Have it today, tomorrow, the other day. Temptations after temptations. Unholy, all of a sudden. Let me tell you something. It's not just a happening. Trust you me. The devil has thrown demons to attack you. You are under spiritual attack. It looks like you are just being weak. You are not just being weak. You are under spiritual attack. How do we know? Let me show you something. Jesus Christ said these words. In Matthew 20, verse 41. What did he say? All right. And again, let's also open James 4, verse 7.
Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Let's go to Matthew again. We're going to open Matthew's chapter 26, verse 41.
Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Did you just hear what Jesus Christ is saying? He says, pray that you may not enter. Meaning, it is something that can be prayed out. Now come on, look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Those temptations. It's not just your weakness. You are under spiritual attack. Say it again. Say, neighbor. If you see them increasing over your life, you are under spiritual attack. And the Bible says what? Pray. My God. It says pray. It says pray against it. That you enter not into what? In James 4, 7, it says resist. I want you to hear this. What's happening around you? If there is anyone here, all of a sudden, there's just this desire to do something wrong. It is a spiritual attack. Let me tell you today, something is happening behind you. There is something happening. Do you know when the devil wants to remove people from where they are going, he increases temptations. What made King Saul lose his kingship? It is because of spiritual attacks. Temptations increased. Disobedience increased. Until God said, I don't think you can manage this. I have removed your kingdom. Be careful. When you are about to break through, temptations will increase. I want to remind you, the day Jesus Christ was baptized, he was led into the wilderness. The Bible says to be tempted. He has just been promoted. After baptism, the Holy Ghost has come upon him like a dove. Heaven has opened and the words have been heard. This is my beloved son. After we prophesy to you, that's when temptations will increase. After you have received your deliverance, after you have received your calling, that's when temptations increase. The Bible says immediately after the word of prophecy, when John prophesied, John said, behold, the Lamb of God. When he prophesied and he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And when heaven confirmed the word of prophecy, this is my beloved son. The Bible says He went into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Somebody shout in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every temptation. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every temptation. Are you here? The more you are graced by God, the more temptations what? All of a sudden, Jesus Christ for 30 years, the Bible says that he was never taken to be tempted. Immediately after the prophecy, soon after heaven opening, the Holy Ghost coming like a dove. The Bible says immediately. He says, what happened? He was taken into the wilderness to be tempted. Your temptation tells us a lot of who you are. You're not hearing me. The level of your temptations, they tell us a lot of who you are. There is something upon your head. There is an anointing upon your head. There is a dove upon your head. There is a spirit upon your head. There is a word from heaven. This is my son, in whom I am pleased. All of a sudden, the devil is coming with the temptations. All of a sudden, temptation after temptation. Be careful. And I'm telling you, be careful. Because the devil may make you think it's just a happening, you're just weak. Are you hearing me? The devil can make you think you are just weak. Be careful. Be careful. You are under spiritual attack. The bow is in your hand. Resist the devil. Rebuke the devil. It's a spiritual attack. It's not just happening. All of a sudden, the cravings are coming back. Sakarabush preintaga. Say in the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke the enemy. Say louder, in the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke the enemy. Say it again, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the enemy. Now, for today, let me give you the last one. The spirit of discouragement. Psalm 42, verse 11.
Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God.
I want you to read in New Living Translation.
Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God.
Hear that? Why am I discouraged? It's a question. Do you know how many people today, they are so discouraged? There are people who began serving God with every might, every strength. But because what happens in church, the politics, they are discouraged. And to them, they think they have done a good choice. Hallelujah. You're under attack. Do you know how many people, they get discouraged and stop what God said they should do? Do you know how many people, they are discouraged? They had a plan to do, But they're discouraged. That discouragement, whether it's over your calling, whether your ministry, whether it's to do with your business, your project, what you wanted to do, but that discouragement that is happening around you, you should understand this. David sat down and discovered it was spiritual. He said, "Why am I discouraged?" All of a sudden, he's discouraged. He said, "Why is my heart troubled?" He discovered that he had removed himself from putting his hope in the Lord. So he sat down and asked these questions. And he said, "No." He said, "I'll put my hope in the Lord. I'll put my trust." Because it's only the person whose trust has come out from the Lord who can be discouraged. Now read again the scripture. Now I want us to read together.
Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again.
I will praise him how?
Again.
Meaning that there was a point where even praising God was not even, you know, making sense. He said when he wants to worship, what do I even say now? He discovered it was a spiritual attack. He said, "I will praise God again." How many have ever sensed discouragement? There are people who have buried their dreams. They got discouraged. Do not be. Now, this discouragement comes in two ways. Number one, let's say, for example, he has an idea. I'll begin from an idea. He wants to do something. All of a sudden, people are coming to discourage him. Don't do it. It will look like people are loving him. I have seen people in ministry who are so discouraged, either by their own family members, either by their fellow ministry members. If you are seeing that happening to you, you are under spiritual attack. The enemy knows who you are. They know what you are able to do. They know how far you can go. And the devil is trying to discourage you. Refuse to sit down. Declare, "I cannot sit down. I am moving on." Somebody shout hallelujah. Number one, discourage. Now, an idea. Two, as I said, in the ministry, he can actually face resistance by people to discourage him. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say discouragement. The first demon that attacked Joseph, it was discouragement. It took an angel to go and say, "Do not be discouraged. That's your woman." Say, "Every discouragement in my life, I rebuke you now." It will come like advice. People can discourage you. Your situation, what you are passing through. Can you imagine that you have got a calling? That you are going to partner now with the gospel. You will sponsor the kingdom. You are a kingdom financial. And then all your money is gone. All your finances gone. All everything is moving down. What will happen? Encouraged or discouraged? But God, this is what you told me I am. I'm supposed to sponsor the gospel. But all of a sudden, everything is down. You are under spiritual attack. The enemy wants to discourage you. Refuse to be discouraged. Stand up on your feet.